If you take your Bibles, please, and turn back to the book of Jude. This morning, beginning of verse 8. The book of Jude, beginning of verse 8. Jude continued writing in the very same way. That is, as the Israelites in the wilderness, as the fallen angels at Sodom and Gomorrah, these dreamers, the false teachers, pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and slander celestial beings. But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not dare to bring a slanderous accusation against him, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Yet these men speak abusively against whatever they do not understand, and what things they do understand by instinct, like unreasoning animals. These are the very things that destroy them. Woe to them! They've taken the way of Cain. They've rushed for profit into Balaam's error. They've been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. These men are blemishes at your love feasts, eating with you without the slightest qualm. Shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blown along by the wind. Autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, twice dead. They are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame. Wandering stars for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever. Talking about the religious terrorists, as we think about God's word, let's go to him in prayer, shall we? Father, this morning, when you see these words talking about terrorists, false teachers in the church, Lord, help us to learn. Help us, Lord, to be on guard. Help us, Lord, to walk as you would have us to walk. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Before 9/11, the destruction of the World Trade Center, the damage to the Pentagon, Americans thought they knew all about terrorists and terrorism. We knew about political assassinations and kidnappings. We knew about guerrilla warfare. We'd seen it on TV. We read about it in the papers. It was something that happened somewhere else besides the United States. But after 9/11 and the death of over 3,000 people, we knew that terrorism could and would strike in the U.S. as well as the rest of the world. We now had firsthand knowledge of terrorism. And since then, things have changed here and around the world. Security has increased throughout the country. Moving through an airport, and especially boarding a plane, takes a lot more time with checks and double checks. Vital industries are constantly on alert for terrorism and terrorist attacks. Security around public events, like political rallies, has increased greatly. The attack of one or more terrorists is often on people's minds. An attack can happen anywhere, even in schools, churches, or other large public gatherings. And the problem is, terrorists don't wear uniforms. They meet, they plan in secret. They're eager to sacrifice themselves for their mission. They're willing to die for their cause. And their presence often isn't even recognized until after their attack. And just as we need to be aware, watchful for such terrorists, Christians need to be alert, watchful for religious terrorists. False teachers, apostates, religious terrorists are also hard to identify. Jesus said that they are wolves masking themselves in sheep's clothing. For that matter, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning verse 13. Paul writes about these people. He says, verse 13 of 2 Corinthians 11, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It's not surprising then if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve." False teachers masquerade as apostles of Christ, just like Satan masquerades as an angel of light. Just like political terrorists, false teachers are willing, eager might be a better word, to take others down the path of destruction along with them. This is why Jude wrote way back in verse 3 that I urge you to contend, that is, agonize for the faith. False teachers must be recognized for what they are. So for that reason, in today's scripture, Jude gave some characteristics of these religious terrorists, which we call false teachers or sometimes apostates. First, Jude wrote that they are dreamers. They're dreamers. In spite of God's punishment in the past of those who rebelled or disobeyed his word, these people continue to live in a world of pride and selfishness and delusion. Just like the false prophets of the Old Testament, they speak lies. They believe, they teach things similar to Satan's lie to Eve way back in Genesis chapter 3. You'll be like God, knowing good and evil. They claim dreams or visions as their authority for their new truths. These lies, distortions are to replace God's word. They are phony visionaries. Turn to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, begin verse 18. Colossians 2 verse 18 goes like this. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you for the prize. Such a person goes into great detail about what he has seen, and his unspiritual mind puffs him up with idle notions. He has lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow. These dreamers aren't following the head. That is, excuse me. They're not following Jesus Christ when they teach non-biblical things. In their pride, they are really following Satan and the devil. These dreamers, these false teachers, pollute their own bodies. Other versions say they defile the flesh. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah, these apostates rebel so they can satisfy their pride and their lusts. They despise God's authority and live just as they want. In fact, they sometimes go to extremes just to thumb their nose at God. Romans 1:32 puts it this way. Although they know God's righteous decrees that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but they also approve of those who practice them. Jude wrote in verse 4, that these religious terrorists reject authority. That is, they deny the sovereignty, the lordship of Jesus Christ. They demand to rule their own lives. Psalm 12, verse 4 could certainly be spoken by them. We will triumph with our tongues. We own our lips. Who is our master? False teachers recognize no authority but themselves. Jude on to write that they slander celestial beings. I think that means they're arrogant. They're arrogant as they speak evil of angels and even God themselves. Jude wrote that even the archangel Michael didn't dare rebuke Satan, but respected his authority. To be truthful, the Old Testament doesn't tell about this conflict between Satan and Michael over the body of Moses. All the Bible tells us is found back in Deuteronomy chapter 34. And it says, and Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab, as the Lord had said. He buried him in Moab, in the valley opposite Beth Peor. But to this day, no one knows where his grave is. Think about it. Since the Jewish people would have made a shrine out of Moses' grave and probably fallen in adultery because of it, God kept the location secret, so they couldn't do that. The story about the conflict of Michael and Satan may have been a tradition, but regardless, the point is that Michael didn't rebuke Satan, but left that to the Lord. It's a dangerous thing for God's people to confront Satan directly and to argue with him, because he's much stronger and more experienced than we are. While it's true we share in the victory and the power of Christ, it's also true that we must not become overconfident. Satan is a dangerous enemy, and when we resist him, we must be sober and vigilant, using God's word, just as Jesus did in the desert when he was tempted. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the Lord and in the faith." The NIV translates what Jude wrote next, as these men speak abusively against whatever they do not understand. A different translation puts it this way: they mock and curse and criticize everything they don't understand. They mock, they curse, they criticize everything they don't understand. These false teachers think they possess superior knowledge, so they are quick to ridicule anything they choose, and they're full of contempt towards spiritual things. But for all their pretend knowledge, they know nothing. They have no spiritual understanding, and therefore they are blind. 1 Corinthians 2:14 describes them: "The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned." Instead of searching for knowledge, these false teachers allow themselves to be corrupted by the things they do understand. And what they do understand are the sensual instincts which they share with animals. Their way of life is to allow these instincts to have their way. Their values are the values of the flesh. If it feels good, go ahead and do it. You only go around once. Judas is describing people have lost all awareness of spiritual things, and for whom the things demanded by their animal instincts are their only standards. Turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, beginning verse 21. Romans chapter 1, beginning verse 21. Describing such people and such thoughts, in Romans 1, verse 21, we read, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man, and birds, and animals, and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who's forever praised. Amen." By choice, they are deaf and blind to God. And in the end, like the rebellious Israelites, the people from Sodom and Gomorrah, they will be destroyed by their lies and their false teachings. Characteristics of the false teachers: they're dreamers, they pollute their own bodies, they reject authority, they are arrogant, they mock, curse, and criticize things they don't understand. Then, beginning with Cain, the first son of Adam and Eve, Jude compared these false teachers with three familiar examples from the Old Testament. Cain's story is found way back in Genesis, Genesis chapter 4 in particular. Verses 3 and 4 kind of summarize it. They say, "In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock." Cain knew that God required a blood sacrifice, but instead of obeying, he invented his own form of worship. In his selfishness and pride, he came to the altar with some of the fruits of his own labor, not even the first fruits. God rejected Cain because his heart was not right with God. Hebrews 11:4 adds, "By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his sacrifice." The way of Cain is a way of a religion without faith. It's a righteousness based on one's own character and good works. Actually, the way of Cain is really the way of pride. A man establishing his own righteousness and rejecting the righteousness of God that comes through faith in Christ Jesus. Jude's second example was the prophet Balaam. His story is found in the book of Numbers, Numbers chapters 23, 24, chapter 31. Balaam is an example of someone who enticed others to sin. After being unsuccessful in cursing Israel for obeying the king of Moab, and therefore not getting paid, Balaam devised a plan to lure Israel into idolatry and immorality, which ultimately led to God's judgment on Israel and eventually on Balaam himself. The way of Balaam is leading others into sin for money and popularity. Again, the way of Balaam is leading others into sin for money and for popularity. Turn to 1 John, the book of 1 John, way back by Jude. 1 John chapter 2. The Apostle John kind of writes a warning here. 1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 15. John writes, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, come not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever." The way of Balaam is to use one's gifts, ministry, for the purpose of making money, teaching others to follow the way of the world. It's kind of using the spiritual to gain the material. 2 Peter 2:3 says, "In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories that they've made up. For money and popularity, false teachers are prepared to sin and to teach others to sin." Jude's third example is Korah, a cousin of Moses. His story is found in Numbers 16. Korah was a Levite. He was a priest. He had important duties to do in the tabernacle. But when he wasn't chosen to be high priest, he became very angry. He persuaded others, like Dathan and Abiram and 250 other men, to join him in a rebellion against Moses. Korah openly rebelled against the authority that God had given Moses and persuaded others to join him. God responded by ending their rebellion. Let me show you that much at least. Turn to Numbers chapter 16. Numbers chapter 16, beginning verse 29. Way back in the front part of the Bible. Numbers 16, beginning in verse 29. We're in the middle of Moses speaking to the people. So Moses says in verse 29, "If these men, Korah and the others, die a natural death and experience only what usually happens to men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord brings about something totally new, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them with everything that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the grave, then you will know that these men have treated the Lord with contempt." As soon as Moses finished saying all this, the ground under them split apart, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them with their households and all Korah's men and all their possessions. They went down live into the grave with everything they owned. The earth closed over them, and they perished and were gone from the community. At their cries, all the Israelites around them fled, shouting, "The earth's going to swallow us up too." And fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering their incense. The way of Korah is to refuse to accept God's authority and instead to demand one's own way. Examples of apostates are false teachers. The way of Cain, religion without faith. It's the way of pride. The way of Balaam, lead others to sin for money and popularity. The way of Korah is to refuse to accept God's authority. In all three examples, Judas demonstrating that religious terrorists, false teachers, defy the authority of God, and because of jealousy, greed, and pride, prefer doing their own way rather than God's way. And then in verses 12 and 13, Jude gave six pictures of false teachers that help explain why they are dangerous to the church. First he writes, "These men are blemishes on your love feasts.
The false teachers had infiltrated the love feasts that the early churches had. These were times of sharing over a common meal, followed with communion. And so, but rather than being times of instruction, encouragement, and care, because of these terrorists, these wolves masquerading as sheep, 1 Corinthians 11 says there were fights, hurt feelings, and division in the church. These false teachers were a blemish, one might say a boil, on the love feast. Jude then also called them selfish shepherds. Selfish shepherds. So instead of caring for the flock and caring for the needs of others, these arrogant false teachers just look care for themselves. Ezekiel 34 verse 2 warns, "Woe to the shepherds of Israel who only take care of themselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock?" God will judge these selfish teachers as he judged Cain and Balaam and Korah. The apostates look like people who can give great spiritual help. They boast of their abilities, but they're unable to produce. They're empty clouds. And like empty clouds in the sky, these false teachers look and sound like they can give spiritual help, but their teachings are false. Their promises are empty. They are useless, just like empty clouds. Proverbs 25:14 says, "Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of gifts he does not give." Jude went on to compare the apostate's empty profession and total lack of spiritual life to dead trees. Autumn trees without fruit and uprooted. Dead trees. Actually, they were doubly dead. First, because there was no life in them, they were fruitless. Second, they are uprooted. They were dead all the way down to their roots, to the very core. False teachers are like trees that have been pulled up by the roots. They are disconnected from the life-giving source of water and nourishment. False teachers have no spiritual roots. They lack spiritual life. There's no spiritual fruit. With all their empty talk and self-serving actions, they are like wild waves. Scripture often uses the sea as a symbol for those who do not know God. Isaiah 57 verse 20 says, "But the wicked are like the tossing sea, which cannot rest, whose waves cast out mire and mud." After a storm, you go down to the beach. It's covered with debris and garbage. Not often can you find anything good or beneficial there. This is what the false teachers produce. In the end, like wild waves, they are tossing up their shameful actions. Their disgraceful attitudes and actions foam up with all kinds of debris and garbage. Things like immorality, irreverence, deception, rebellion. And finally, Jude called them wandering stars. Jude isn't referring to the stars or the planets one can use to navigate at night with. He was referring to meteors, falling stars that suddenly appear and then vanish into the darkness, never to be seen again. Fixed stars are dependable and guide your path through them, through the darkness. But wandering stars can only lead a person astray. All a wandering star or a false teacher can do is lead a person to eternal darkness. They are the blind leading the blind. Six pictures of false teachers. They are blemishes on your love feast. They are selfish shepherds. They are empty clouds, dead trees, wild waves, wandering stars. Jude gave many reasons for Christians to be on guard for religious terrorists, false teachers. Look at all the descriptions and the words that we've seen this morning. False teachers are immoral sinners, people totally caught up in themselves. They misrepresent the truth of the gospel and twist the scriptures to fit their own needs and thoughts. Peter wrote about them in 2 Peter chapter 2. "They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord," he writes. "In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have made up." As you go about your Christian walk, whether you're in church listening to the radio, searching the internet, or just carrying on a conversation. Compare what you hear, whatever you read, with what God says in His Word. Follow the example of the Bereans, way back in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, where it says, "Now the Bereans received the message with great eagerness and examined the Scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true." We each need to be Bereans. We need to compare what I preach, what you hear other places, with what the Bible says. Being with the times, being progressive, isn't necessarily a good thing. One commentator put it this way: progressive morality, progressive thinking, often go hand in hand with progressive deafness to the voice of God. Every Christian, again, not just a pastor, not just a diaconate, every Christian must be continually on alert. Don't get captured. Don't get destroyed by a religious terrorist or a false teacher. Watch out for false teachers. Let's pray. Lord, there are a lot of people out there on the internet, writing books, even on the television. Lord, some of them sound really good. They're very persuasive. But Lord, help each one of us to be on guard. Help us, Lord, to be like the Bereans, to test what people say. They were even testing what Paul said to make sure it matched with the Scriptures. Lord, help us to study the Scriptures. Help us to be ready to say, that is not right. Lord, keep us safe. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.